I'll take her out, ma'am, at once, the maid was saying. No, Mary, no, don't do that. The queen spoke so sharply that the maid was quite taken aback. She turned and stared at the queen. What on earth had come over Her Majesty? It looked as though she was in a state of shock. Are you all right, ma'am? The maid was saying. When the queen spoke again, it was in a strange, strangled sort of whisper. Tell me, Mary, she said, tell me quite truthfully, is there really a little girl sitting on my window sill, or am I still dreaming? She's sitting there all right, ma'am, as clear as daylight, but heaven only knows how she got there. Your Majesty is certainly not dreaming it this time. But that's exactly what I did dream, the queen cried out. I dreamed that as well. I dreamed that there would be a little girl sitting on my window sill in her nightie, and she would talk to me. The maid, with her hands clasped across her starched white bosom, was staring at her mistress with a look of absolute disbelief on her face. The situation was getting beyond her. She was lost. She had not been trained to cope with this kind of madness. Are you real? The queen said to Sophie. Yes, your majesty, Sophie murmured. What is your name? Sophie, your majesty. And how did you get up onto my window sill? No, don't answer that. Hang on a moment. I dreamed that part of it too. I dreamed that a giant put you there. He did, your majesty, Sophie said. The maid gave a howl of anguish and clasped her hands over her face. Ah, control yourself, Mary, the queen said sharply. Then to Sophie she said, you're not serious about the giant, are you? Oh, yes, your majesty. He's out there in the garden now. Is he indeed? The queen said. The sheer absurdity of it all was helping her to regain her composure. So, he's in the garden, is he? She said, smiling a little. He's a good giant, your majesty, Sophie said. You need not be frightened of him. Oh, I'm delighted to hear it, said the queen, still smiling. He's my best friend, your majesty. How nice, the queen said. He's a lovely giant, your majesty. I'm quite sure he is, the queen said. But why have you and this giant come to see me? I think you have dreamed that part of it too, your majesty, Sophie said calmly. That pulled the queen up short. It took the smile right off her face. She certainly had dreamed that part of it. She was remembering now how, at the end of her dream, it had said that a little girl and a big friendly giant would come and show her how to find the 9 horrible man-eating giants. But be careful, the queen told herself. Keep very calm, because this is surely not very far from where the place where madness begins. You did dream that, didn't you, your majesty? Sophie said. The maid was out of it now. She just stood there, goggling. Yes, the queen murmured. Yes, now you come to mention it, I did. But how do you know what I dreamed? Oh, that's a long story, your majesty, Sophie said. Would you like me to call the big friendly giant? The queen looked at the child. The child looked straight back at the queen, her face open and quite serious. The queen simply didn't know what to make of it. Is someone pulling my leg? She wondered. Shall I call him for you? Sophie went on. You'll like him very much. The queen took a deep breath. She was glad no one except her faithful old Mary was here to see what was going on. Very well, she said. You may call your giant. No! Wait a moment. Mary, pull yourself together and get me my dressing gown and slippers. dressing gown is like what we would call a robe. The maid did as she was told. The queen got out of bed and put on a pale pink dressing gown and slippers. "Ah, you may call him now," the queen said. Sophie turned her head toward the garden and called out, "BFG, Her Majesty the Queen would like to see you." The queen crossed over to the window and stood beside Sophie. "Come down off that ledge," she said. "You're going to fall backwards any moment." Sophie jumped into the room and stood beside the queen at the open window. Mary, the maid, stood behind them. Her hands were planted firmly on her hips, and there was a look on her face which seemed to say, "I want no part of this fiasco." "I don't see any giant," the queen said.
"Oh, please wait," Sophie said.
"Shall I take her away now, ma'am?" the maid said.
"I'll take her downstairs and give her some breakfast," the queen said. Just then, there was a rustle in the bushes beside the lake. Then out he came. 24 feet tall, wearing his black cloak with the grace of a nobleman, still carrying his long trumpet in one hand, he strode magnificently across the palace lawn toward the window. The maid screamed. "Ah!" The queen gasped. Sophie waved. The BFG took his time. He is very dignified in his approach. When he was close to the window where the three of them were standing, he stopped and made a slow, graceful bow. His head, after he had straightened up again, was almost exactly level with the watchers at the window.
"Your Majesty," he said, "I is your humbug servant."
He bowed again. Considering she was meeting a giant for the first time in her life, the queen remained astonishingly self-composed.
"We are very pleased to meet you," she said.
Down below, a gardener was coming across the lawn with a wheelbarrow. He caught sight of the BFG's legs over to his left. His gaze traveled slowly upwards along the entire height of the enormous body. He gripped the handles of the wheelbarrow. He swayed. He tottered, and then he keeled over on the grass in a dead faint. Nobody noticed him.
"Oh, Magister," cried the BFG. "Oh, Queen, oh, Moniker, oh, God and Sovereign, oh, Ruler of Straight Lines, oh, Sultana, I is coming here with my little friend Sophie to give you,
the BFG hesitated, searching for the word.
"To give me what?" the queen asked.
Assistance,
the BFG said, beaming. The queen looked puzzled.
"Oh, he sometimes speaks a bit funny, Your Majesty," Sophie said. "He never went to school."
"Oh, then we must send him to school," the queen said. "We have some very good schools in this country." "I have great secrets to tell Your Majesty," the BFG said.
"I should be delighted to hear them," the queen said. "But not in my dressing gown."
Shall you wish to get dressed, ma'am?" the maid said.
"Have either of you had breakfast?" the queen said. "Oh, could we?" Sophie cried. "Oh, please, I haven't eaten a thing since yesterday."
"I was about to have mine," the queen said. "But Mary dropped it."
The maid gulped.
"I imagine we have more food in the palace," the queen said, speaking to the BFG. "Perhaps your little friend would care to join me."
"Will it be repulsing snazcumbers, Magister?"
the BFG asked.
"Will it be what?" the queen said.
"Stinky snazcumbers," the BFG said.
"What is he talking about?" the queen said. "It sounds like a rude word to me."
She turned to the maid and said, "Mary, ask them to serve breakfast for three in the, I think it better be the ballroom that has the highest ceiling." To the BFG, she said, "I'm afraid you're going to have to go through the door on your hands and knees. I shall send someone to show you the way."